Each sail I drink a glass of water. The Worst Game from a Terrible Studio by Jamie Davis, narrated by Luke Greenfield. BMC Studio trades in crap, low-effort anti-games that, by their creator's own admission, are born from dumb, spur-of-the-moment jokes. Since 2016, BMC has flooded the Steam store with a deluge of cheap and shoddy titles that leech off hot internet memes. Kimulator Fight for Your Destiny involves fighting Kim Jong-un and a base of North Korean soldiers, represented by Game Guru stock assets combined with some of the lowest effort FMV known to mankind. Dabman, when the haters dab back, leverages the dabbing trend of yesteryear and tells a live-action, choose-your-own-adventure narrative that follows a dabbing superhero fighting his nemesis, the Emoji Eradicator. Yes, really. Recently, the studio's coughing simulator has made light of the coronavirus pandemic, telling players to use this game to cough in the safety of your own home, in reference to the dry cough synonymous with the virus. All told, the BMC Studio catalogue is now 22 games deep. That's 22 games of irredeemable shovelware that, at best, resembles low-tier flash games stitched to the dreadful YouTube sketches of a bored teenager. Now, whilst these games may be devoid of substance, artistic merit, or fun, the creator makes no effort to hide this fact. There's no trickery going on concerning the standard of work produced by BMC Studios, so I don't feel the games inherently deserve removal or censorship, despite how much I personally dislike them. With that said, Steam has the final word. While I personally don't have an issue with someone selling novelty, cash-grabbing crap if they're 100% honest about it, I also believe that Steam is fully justified in removing the game from its storefront if it chooses. My live and let live stance on BMC's output, however, doesn't extend to its latest and worst project to date. The upcoming project has attracted some amount of online buzz. Titled Each Sail I Drink a Glass of Water, the game slash experiment slash stunt is soon to launch via Steam Early Access with an interesting, if potentially concerning, premise, which astute readers may have already guessed. For the project's early access period of 1 year, the creator plans to record himself drinking a glass of water for every sail it receives. It will then be updated each Friday with a fresh batch of water drinking clips, one for each individual sail. On 24th of April, the project's pre-release page found itself removed from Steam for failing to meet the store's requirements for interactivity. Rather than accepting defeat and maybe even reflecting on his choices, the creator instead set out to release an updated version of the experiment with an additional minigame that would fulfill Steam's interactivity requirements. Titled Jetpack and Heat, the minigame is, again, by the creator's own admission, the worst shit imaginable that can count as a game. Lo and behold, the updated version was accepted and set for release this month, May 2020. Naturally, concerns of water intoxication, otherwise known as hyperhydration or water toxemia, surround this project. And yes, considering that consuming 6 litres of water in one sitting can easily hospitalise, if not kill, the average person, the danger of following through on this project is plain to see. If this game were to receive hundreds of sales per week, the creator's health would be at severe risk. If thousands of sales were achieved per week, death would be unavoidable. However, if the game did receive those sales figures, its creator will almost certainly not follow through on his pledge. He may fall back on some loophole in the store page's phrasing, he may pull off some feat of trickery, or he may just raise a figurative middle finger and refuse to drink the water altogether. Whatever happens, the creator will fail to uphold his end of the bargain, or else he will die trying. For this reason, I believe that Each Sail I Drink a Glass of Water crosses an ethical line that the studio's previous 21 games have not. Even less so than studio's previous releases, there is no gameplay or substance of any sort to Each Sail I Drink a Glass of Water. The product is the promise of drinking water, a promise that the creator will be unlikely to upkeep. As a provider of a product or service, the moment you lie, deceive, or trick your customer base is the moment you forfeit any ethical right to your customer's money, and for that reason, I believe the product should be removed from Steam. Either Each Sail I Drink a Glass of Water is a false bill of goods, or it's a reckless act of self-endangerment. Whichever is the case, likely the former, the product isn't a harmless novelty like Kimulator or Dabman, and it shouldn't remain on the Steam store. What do you think of Each Sail I Drink a Glass of Water? Is it a stain on the Steam front? A harmless joke? Or an art project hiding multiple layers of social commentary? Let us know your thoughts in the comments.